Thank you, Chair. My delegation endorses the statement delivered by the Dominican Republic on behalf of CELAC. Jamaica joins other delegations in commending you for the wise, transparent, and inclusive manner in which you have guided our work, and we thank you for a draft report that reflects the main ideas presented during the sessions since February 2016. We consider the agreed recommendations to be submitted for consideration by the UN General Assembly with a view to advancing nuclear disarmament negotiations in practice to be the most important element of this report. We therefore commend you, Chair, for your tireless efforts in seeking to close the gap between the majority of states who remain convinced that the only safeguard from the use of or threat of use of nuclear weapons is their total elimination, and the minority who suggest that the status quo is adequate and can effectively secure our moral and legal obligation to save future generations from the catastrophic consequences that the presence of nuclear weapons portend. We remain convinced that the recommendations from this working group must inject well-needed steam in the stalled nuclear talks. The adoption of a specific recommendation for the convening of a conference in 2017 to begin negotiations on a treaty prohibiting nuclear weapons with a view to their total elimination would have been a watershed outcome from our efforts, and we remain hopeful that this will of the majority of states will prevail in due time. Mr. Chairman, Jamaica has clearly articulated its position, which enjoys overwhelming support from the majority, that the time to act is now. My government's commitment to and support for a world rid of nuclear weapons has been longstanding and consistent. We have a keen interest in advancing the goal of general and complete disarmament in pursuit of peace, security and development. This interest and conviction is firmly rooted in our participation in the Treaty of Tlatelolco, which will commemorate its 50 years in 2017. Today, we are proud to count ourselves among the growing group of non-nuclear weapon states who refuse to play a role, whether complicit or otherwise, in upholding this unacceptable status quo, while respecting other views on this matter of grave international concern. We respectfully disagree with the perspective that the most appropriate and effective action after decades of inertia is more inertia and lack of movement on the commitment to deal with the existential threat posed by the continued presence of nuclear weapons. The time to act is now. If not now, then when? In this regard, my delegation remains committed to the process and will participate actively in the discussions in the upcoming UNGA on this matter. Mr. Chair, I wish to take this opportunity to express our appreciation to the sponsorship program which facilitated my participation from Capitol. Jamaica, as a small island developing state, would like to see its voice, and it's happy to have this opportunity to see its voice and hear its voice in these crucial deliberations. I close by thanking you once again for the patient, inclusive, and constructive manner in which you have guided the work of the OEWG, and expressing our hope that this report will be adopted at this meeting. Thank you, Chair.